Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
It all makes sense now. The guy that hates Metallica and says they stink dresses up as a cat and uses a litter box. And Curtis, thank you for settling that debate. I was getting confused this morning. I'm glad you just flattened it out, straightened it out for us, and one game. That's it. That's all I need to know. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Yeah. He just can't wrap. Hasn't been able to wrap his head around.
I'm just going
to
wait till Monday. I'm going to wait till Monday.
You need the Red Sox need to win a game,
right?
Or the Astros need to lose a game. That's essentially about what
really.
You,
no, that's mm-hmm. it. That's
about it. Yep. In a nutshell, Wiggy, we're mm-hmm. right there.
The only way the Red Sox do not make the playoffs is if Houston sweeps, Detroit sweeps the Red Sox, and the Guardians win 2 out of 3. Over Texas, and the Pats lose to Carolina.
All right. See, that I get. I understood that one. That was explained.
Listen to this guy shine. Courtney, I can get you a venue for your baby shower, the Legion, or the FFW. Yeah, you're a furry of foreign wars. Oh, man.
Actually, Greg brought it up first, the Knights of Columbus, I believe, and then I said, yeah, the Legion. Yeah, actually, my grandparents, my grandmother was a member of the Women's Auxiliary. My grandfather was a member of the American Legion in Abington. So
wow.
There you go.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Fun fact.
Mm-hmm. All right. Like you play any Legion ball as a kid?
I did play briefly, yeah. I played for a year, actually.
Really?
One summer, yeah.
Catcher?
No, I played first base.
Oh.
So there was a fatter kid on the team to play
Stop.
Catcher?
Stop!
Greg, I used to rake. You can say what you want.
Like Wiggy, we were always catchers. We were the fat kid.
I did play catcher for a lot of my life, but at that point, I played first base.
Right.
Less squatting.
You were svelte.
Better to be catcher early in life than later in life.
All right, go ahead. Say anything you want, buddy.
Hello, it's me, Benjamin. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Hello, Dada.
Two boys. Congratulations.
Oh, that was cool.
That's so cute.
That's nice.
Really nice. People have been very, very nice.
Yeah, nice.
Good morning. Angry Principal Dave's top five of the show. My number one favorite on the show is Courtney.
Yes.
Congratulations to you and Santo. Number two is Greg. Number three is Wiggy. And sometimes the top three will fluctuate, but that's usually consistent. But there's a big change at number four. It used to be Shime, but he stinks now. Curtis, you have jumped up to my fourth favorite. And Shime, you are at the bottom of the barrel, continuing to censor me on Hill Notes. I used to defend your furry behind. Not anymore. Shime stinks.
Wow.
I'll be honest. Like, I kind of love being number five, but also I don't censor you. I just play what's given, man.
What was the musical accompaniment that he chose? I don't know that song.
Like elevator music.
It was nice, though.
Yeah, relaxing.
It sounded like the sad Hulk walking away music.
Nice. On my way to work. Excited to jump back on Twitch. We're going to need to make sure this doesn't happen again. Because Courtney's boobs are about to be huge. So let's keep it up, all right? Congrats on the sex, Santo.
I will tell you, the boobs are the first to really explode.
Yeah. Really?
No, and they hurt so bad.
Really?
Oh, when I wake up in the morning and I roll off my bed, I am like, I have to hold them. They are.
Wow.
It is awful. And it's awful. It's awful.
People are envisioning that right now.
Yeah. No, they are like, Santo loves them.
Huh.
And I'm like, please, please.
You're going to be lactating soon.
I have to say.
Santo knows they, I mean, yeah, never mind. I'm not even
okay.
Say
it's Santo is such a saint. Like, the guy is just such a quiet, calm presence in this chaos of life.
Yeah. He grounds me.
He really does.
Really does.
Courtney, that's really wonderful that your heart has grown already. Now, hopefully your vocabulary follows suit. Have a great day.
Probably not.
It's pregnancy brain.
It's not even.
Greatest excuse in the world. When you have a kid, Wiggy brought up earlier, when you have your child, you have the greatest excuse not to go to anything anymore.
Yeah.
Like you, and nobody can say a word.
And the best thing is it's not only that, it's last minute you can get out of anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That was, I mean, it was already, I mean, not useful, but I was really not feeling well the day that we had that team outing that we found out about the day of. And I was like, I just can't do it. And I can't pretend in front of a bunch of people that I'm drinking. Like, that's been the most tiresome part.
Yeah.
Is like, it's so obvious, I think, when somebody's not drinking. I mean, maybe it's just because I'm a woman and I notice those things.
Just you could order like a soda water or some people think it's a vodka.
Yeah. But
I don't even notice whether or not who's drinking or who ain't drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I do is I always get a soda water and just pretend it's a vodka, Curtis.
right.
What's next?
It's hard when you drink dark liquor.
This morning, Greg's talking about foursomes and swings. I thought Courtney's parents were in town visiting him in DMs.
Where are we at?
Last check, not good, Greg. Just it's looking like a lot of Team Europe.
I mean,
Tyrrell Hatton and Rahm are up 2. Fleetwood and McIlroy are up 4. Fitzpatrick and Oberg are up 4. Luckily, Cantlay and Schauffele are up 1. That's about
okay.
it.
Okay. I mean, it's going to be on. It's going to be on Keegan Bradley.
Come on, Keegs.
I mean.
Are you saying the U.S. needs a Dunkirk-style rescue out of the foursomes?
Yes, we do.
Hey, Wiggy, what time do the Pornhub threesomes go off?
Those are on 24 hours a day, I believe.
That'll do it for Hillnuts today, Greg.
All right. Another round of foursomes go off at 12:10, Chime. Is that when they start? 12:45, something like that?
Oh, I'm not 100% sure on the time. I'll have to double-check.
All right. Well, Hill Notes today brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.